Why was this not disclosed?
What he's trying to do is he's trying to put his case essentially to the British people by calling this by-election in Clacton, in his constituency. So it's a very high-risk gamble. I mean, if it fails, then he's out of politics. I mean, it will be the end of his career. If it succeeds, then there's a whole set of new problems because he's under investigation. The mere fact that he's won a parliamentary by-election doesn't mean that the investigation stops. Even if he's re-elected to parliament, it can continue. If the investigation concludes that he's acted improperly, then he is suspended from the House of Commons, which means that there has to be yet another election in Clacton. And I don't know whether he's able to stand in that election. I presume not. So, you know, this is a very, very messy scandal. But I think that if he had nothing to hide, then he would have been much better advised before he stood for Parliament in 2024 to have declared the fact that he'd received these very large sums of money and to have given his explanations then.
I received a £5 million gift from this crypto investor in April 2024 before he entered Parliament. He could have said, I received this gift for the reasons that you outlined, Alexander, because I've been debanked. He says here because of his personal security in the future. I mean, he could have disclosed this and then, you know, the people would have voted and that would have been that.
Exactly.
Why was this not disclosed?